This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India. He urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying that Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities.
Northeast land of opportunities ban raha hai. Humne Northeast mein connectivity infrastructure par lakhon crore rupiye kharch kiye. Aap Arunachal jayenge to Sela tunnel jaise infrastructure aapko milega. Aap Assam jayenge to Bhupen Hazarika bridge jaise kai mega projects dekhenge. Sirf ek dashak mein Northeast mein 11,000 kilometer ke naye highway banaye gaye hain. सैकड़ों किलोमीटर की नई रेल लाइनें बिछाई गई हैं. नॉर्थ ईस्ट में एयरपोर्ट की संख्या दोगुनी हो चुकी है.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टेटेड दैट ईस्ट मीन्स एम्पावर, एक्ट, स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor is the answer to the Pahalgam attack, and today the world is praising the bravery of the Indian Armed Forces. Mr. Shah credited the successful Operation Sindoor to the government's strong political will, accurate information of the intelligence agencies, and the amazing display of lethality from the armed forces. Addressing the Border Security Force investiture ceremony in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the BSF and the armed forces have showcased great valor and the true power of defense in India's retaliatory action against Pakistan.
आज पूरी दुनिया हमारी सेना की वीरता और मारक क्षमता की बुरी बुरी प्रशंसा कर रही है और मैं आज इस मंच पर से सेना के उन वीर जवानों को तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर जो पराक्रम किया है वो सभी को समग्र राष्ट्र की ओर से मैं उनको अभिनंदन भी करना चाहता हूं और धन्यवाद भी कहना चाहता हूं कि आपने देश के स्पिरिट को वहां तक पहुंचाने का काम किया है जहां पहुंचाने की जरूरत थी.
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉ एस जयशंकर टुडे मेट जनरल German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Berlin. He conveyed the best wishes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and appreciated Germany's solidarity as India counters the challenge of terrorism. He said he looks forward to working with Mr. Merz's government to elevate and expand the India-Germany strategic partnership. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Foreign and Security Policy Advisor to the German Chancellor, Dr. Guntur Sauter, today. They exchanged perspectives on major global issues, including combating terrorism. The all-party delegation from India to Japan, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, today met the acting chairperson of the Research Committee on Counterterrorism of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, and former Minister of Justice Yasuhiro Hanashi in Tokyo, Japan. The delegation highlighted India's unified and determined stance against terrorism in all its forms. Both sides reiterated their zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. Another multi-party delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi and currently in Moscow, was briefed by the Indian ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, on various aspects of India-Russia relations before beginning their official engagements. Six people lost their lives and two others were seriously injured in a road accident on NH-544F in the Prakasam district of Andhra Pradesh today. The accident occurred when a car collided with a lorry at Thattichella Motu Centre in Komarolu Mandal. The injured were rushed to Giddallur Government Hospital. The deceased have been identified as residents of Stuartpuram in Bapatla Mandal. The benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, ending with gains of around 1%. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 769 points to close at 81,721. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 243 points to settle at 24,853. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.